Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey guys, we have a really fun show in store for you today. We talked about Christmas coming. We talked about Elby's new haircut. But first, everybody loves the feeling of winning, especially the feeling of winning the holidays. And if you're giving everybody Bombas socks this holiday, you deserve a spot in the Holiday Gifting Hall of Fame. Seriously, you guys know that Lynette and I are obsessed with Bombas socks. Do you know that socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters? Yes, they are. And Bombas socks were created to change that. For every pair you buy, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. And they're soft, and not just pretty soft, more like made with the softest cotton in the world soft. And they're built with extra cushioning. So no matter whether you're walking the dog like I am a million hours a day, chilling at home, playing drums, whatever, saving, you're going to be comfortable is what we're trying to say. So look, you know that you want to come up with a great gift for your husband, your child, whatever. Well, get them the gift of Bombas socks. Okay, go to bombas.com/FCOL and get 20% off your first purchase. That's Bombas, bombas.com/FCOL, bombas.com/FCOL.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
Yeah, you heard Dick. It's time for month 8 of Adam's Monthly Nut. December shipment includes a Pinot Protector wine condom. We at Corolla Drinks practice safe drinking. A man show beer stein commemorating a great TV show and a time less woke. You'll also get 3 samples of super fat keto nut butters to stave off the need for a burrito at lunch. Of course, a bottle of Mangria or 33 wines and a shrimp diviner. The perfect gift to show someone just how much you love them. The $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. It's For Crying Out Loud.
It sure is.
But Stephanie, thank you. You're a rock star. You really are. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. First of all, let's say hi to our shout out peeps.
Our
Aaron
specialist.
Landis.
Who it is?
Who it is? Ishan Vajpayee, the OG. Ishan OG. Carrie is so berry.
Hi, Carrie.
Lovely. Louis Juarez.
Oh, me and Laura. We have a story for you.
Oh, you
right,
do?
Louis? Maybe I'll save it for something else.
Okay. We have a new one. Randy Mae Ames.
Really?
Yeah. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Randy. Thank you.
Andy. Randy Mae be Ames. I don't know. That was a stretch.
Okay.
Michelle McKibben.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Kelly Brandt.
Hi, Kelly.
I love saying her name for some reason.
Brandt.
Jacob Crowley.
He was with me and Lewis.
I can't wait to hear this. And then I added Casey Howell and Amanda Crittenden.
Oh, they're those two.
They're BFFs.
They're so awesome. Thank you.
I was giving them a business shout out, but I moved them over so that they could both hear their name at the front
of
the show.
That's very nice.
Angie Saldivar.
Angie.
Hi, Angie. Gabrielle Fonseca.
She was in on our...
For Christ's sake. Missy Schaefer. Hi, Missy.
Hi, Missy.
And Rebecca Lubin.
Rebecca. I love Rebecca. I see her all the time. I don't know why, but I see her posts.
On the real
page.
Yeah. So what's your story about Lewis?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm joking.
It's kind of like our Kate Moringa.
Yeah,
just talked to her this morning.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I just got off the phone with her. She would not stop by talking my ear off, and then she was chewing my ear in the parking lot.
Couch, love seat.
I know.
Pink color.
Wow, get off my ass already.
I hope you understand that we love you, and we're just
of course
playing.
We do.
We're making fun of ourselves
for not
being no-getters.
Yes.
Is that
the
joke?
She gets it, I think.
I think she does.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So Yes. So I was a little late this morning. And thank you, Stephanie. I didn't even know if you knew about the scrapbooks.
Well, they told me.
Okay.
They said, Lynette says you have to sign all these books. And honestly,
says.
I thought it was a joke. Like, I thought they were playing a little joke on me because, you guys, there are like 1,000 books.
I know.
There's scrapbooks that I guess are going out to.
They're going out to all of our the people that wanted to buy a scrapbook for the crew. They wanted to see like the 10 years in the making and all the like Dr. Drew's and the Mark Garagos's and the Stephanie's. They're all signed.
Although, can I just be honest about something? Like, I know Mark Garagos signed them, but you can't, like, you're going to have to figure out Mark Garagos' signature by process of elimination.
Really?
You're going to have to go, well, this is this person, this is this person. I guess this squiggle is Mark Garagos.
Right.
Because I was like, well, how does that help anybody? You can't read
yes,
it.
I know.
Like, well, he signed it, though.
It's true. And at least
I put SWT.
You did?
So you know it's me.
Okay.
Who else is
Thank
SWT?
You. Thank you. Well, that's nice. I know. Mark took the time. Drew, they were leaving on a Friday evening. They were locking up over here, and they pulled, like, Emmy, the guys, when I say they, the guys here, locking up. They're pulling out on a Friday evening. Drew comes, like, breezing on in. Like, what are you doing here, Drew? And he's like, I'm here to sign the scrapbooks. It's Friday. I had the deadline of Friday. They said it wasn't the deadline, so I'm here. Where are they? Like, wow. Thank you, Drew.
Yeah. It was like a sea of scrapbooks. And I said, well, you're joking, right? There's no possible way I could sign these like before we start our show. And they're like, well, you have to at least get started on it.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. And then I got started on it and I got into like a groove and I was like, you know what? I'm going to finish these babies off. And then I finished and I was like, you guys, guess what? Check me out. I'm done. And they're like, not so fast. There's more up front.
Stephanie,
I was like, is this some kind of a joke? Is this a joke? And they're like, no, there really are more up front.
Oh,
and I went up there and I signed the rest
of them. You know, and Patrick, who is my boss, who's on my ass, like, did you tell Stephanie about that? I go, I'll tell her. And then I'm like, oh, shoot, I'll tell her on Monday. And he's like, well, you know, she needs to carve a little bit of time. She can't sign them during the show. And, you know, it's going to take some time to sign all
these. Yeah, but it took me only 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
300.
There were 300?
Close to 300, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, you just did that. And how long? How long did it take you?
Like 15 minutes.
See, thank
you. But I get here early.
Yes, you do. Thank you. And I got here late.
No, I wasn't saying that as a slam. I come straight from the kids' school.
Yeah.
On Mondays.
No, I get it. I got the issue of Sonny, like with his, I don't know what to do about him because he's still with the I can't sleep thing. I mean, just when I think he gets into a groove, okay, he turns everything off by 9:30, no electronics after 9:30 for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Sundays is tough though. So then he kind of, by the time he falls asleep, but then he's like, I've been up since 4 and I just fell back asleep. And, you know, and then I get the dogs throwing up again.
No.
Yes. I don't know what to do about him either. He's, I should just put him down. He's going to kill himself.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he's trying.
Do you think he's suicidal?
He might be suicidal. We can go right into our show, right? I mean,
This is our show.
This is our show.
Yeah.
So the weekend was nonstop because I had my nephew's birthday.
Oh,
my nephew's daughter's
God,
birthday
I'm
party.
So excited that you're going to basically do this whole first
show. Oh, yeah?
You got a lot to talk about.
I'm going to
at some point need to tell you about Elby's haircut because I teased that at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
But we can talk about that later. Okay.
Okay.
So where do you want to start?
Well,
tell me about the party first.
So going into the party was Saturday. It was my nephew Anthony, his daughter. So it's like, I guess she's my great niece, but you know,
and
Nicholas,
they kind of sprung it on you like, well, we're all going to be out here.
Well,
so
no, they
we
said
need somewhere to have it.
Right.
And
no, this is what happened. They said, cause they live in Chicago and I get a text out of the blue 2 months ago. And it said, hey, good news. We're going to have Riley's birthday party in California. Great. Then like a couple weeks ago, I was like, hey, where are you guys having the party? Oh no, we canceled it. Why? We don't have a place to have it at. Well, how about you ask your Auntie Lynette? You just was at my house. I have a house. Hello.
Right.
I'm not the
only nice one.
Yeah, come on.
A new one.
You have never had a party there yet. So I said, of course, Anthony, please. I think he was trying to get it to my house.
I'm sure. Yeah. He probably didn't really cancel it.
No, I don't think
so. Because he probably never announced it in the first place because they didn't have a place.
Yes, exactly.
So what he meant to say was, I think we're going to have to cancel it unless you step up and offer to have it at your house.
Right.
In the nicest way.
In the nicest. So they did everything. Suzanne actually is their coordinator for everything. She coordinated their wedding. She was their wedding coordinator. Thank God for her.
Why doesn't she do that for a living?
She would, but she has bills to pay. She works at Disney. She's got, you know,
right.
She's pretty set over there. But she loves doing that stuff. And she likes doing it for them because they're just like clueless. They're just like, okay, you do everything. She knows how to be on a budget. And she booked the food, the rental. It wasn't very many people. It was like 35, 40 people. It was all family. The gypsies, as my mom calls them.
Right.
At one point during the party, Olga comes to me and she whispers in my ear and she goes, "Your mama was right. They are a bunch of gypsies." They know that my mom calls them that. I don't know why. It just makes sense. You know, there's Auntie Wendy. She's got three sisters and her brother. You know, there's like, and then they're all married and they all have a bunch of kids.
Right.
And now their kids are pretty much all adults and everybody stayed married. There's no divorces.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? And Wendy comes from, you know, a mother who abandoned them.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
You know, very sad story at age, you know, 8 and 9, yeah. Her and her older sister, it was like her mom packed up and said, "I got to leave your father." You know, her mother was like all American. You know, Danish woman, kind of red hair, freckles, and her father's, you know, very rules with an iron fist, Middle Eastern anyways. And, you know, she couldn't handle, I guess, I don't know, they didn't get along, something, and she left, completely just abandoned Wendy and her three sisters and her son. She has a sister that's boy-girl twins.
And never came back.
Never came back, never to be heard of again. And Wendy seeing the little goldfish and she watching the goldfish going into the car and Wendy thinking like, why does the goldfish get to go with you? You know, and I can't
believe
with
she
father.
Took a goldfish.
I know. I can't believe it either. Like she packed up.
That's
she
like
packed up her
a
car
fuck
in
you.
Front of her kids.
I can't
I know.
Even imagine. I mean, I'm trying to empathize with like how bad things must have been for her
yeah.
to need to leave.
Yeah.
But I cannot ever imagine like my but kids are my freaking whole life.
I know. And then on top of it, of course, they found her later in life after they've been married and had their own kids. They found her and she's remarried and, you know, has adult children. And they don't want – Wendy's – one of her sisters is trying to have a relationship, whatever. But anyway, that's that. But the point is that they're all been – well, actually, I say no divorces. That's crazy. Wendy is divorced. She's been divorced from my brother.
Right.
But for the most part, intact – like they're
– right.
The – you know, her sisters are still married. Brother's still married. Their kids are adult kids now who own a marijuana factory out here.
Right. And like a strip club.
And a strip club. Uh-huh.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah, let's not forget the –
but it's a
iconic,
big strip club.
The
Body Shop on Sunset Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Google it.
Yes, that's owned by my brother-in-law, Salah. They're great. And you know, Wendy Wendy and her sister married two brothers that were also Middle Eastern. They are from Iraq. They got married.
Originally, as in before your brother?
Before my brother.
So she's on marriage number three.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And had Jackie, my niece. So she was a single, like very – she kind of got pushed into it. She didn't really want to get married to him. But her sister Dawn, who to this day is still married to him,
okay.
Salah.
Okay.
They're the ones that own the strip club. The nicest guys in the world. And to this day, they're still married.
So it's your ex-brother-in-law.
I guess, yeah. I mean, he's not – I call him my brother-in-law, but he's married.
Oh, it wasn't even really your brother-in-law because Wendy was your sister-in-law.
Right.
So you have no relation really to them.
No. But
you couldn't like call him up and be like, "Hey,
I
need to have a party at a strip club."
Oh, I could.
Oh, you could?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they love. We're still. I mean, so Wendy was married. Wendy and them, of course, they're like family. So Salah and Salah's brother married Wendy and had Jackie.
Right.
And Wendy was pregnant in Iraq during the war and all that kind of stuff. She's got a story. And anyways. Then she divorced.
We should have her on the podcast sometime.
Yeah, she would love. She's one of those like, I would love to have a podcast. I want a podcast. Lynette, how do I have a podcast? You know, she's one of those people like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, just have a podcast.
Slow your roll. Come guest on ours
right,
first.
Right. So anyways, bottom line is her sister is still married to this day.
Right.
And I know them very well. Like, I've spent the night at their house. I've gone on trips with them.
Right.
Salah loves the shit out of me. He's a great cook and all that. And they have adults.
Salah is her ex.
No, Salah is her brother's husband that they're still married.
Is her sister's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're still married. So what was the name of her husband?
Nabil. Of course, right?
Nabil.
And there's like seven
of
them.
So is Nabil like angry with her?
No, they're all friends. Everybody's okay. Cool.
All right. Is he remarried?
He is remarried, and Wendy and her are friends. Really good friends.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because Nabil is Jackie's father, and Jackie's like my niece as well.
Yeah.
Jackie was 4 years old when Wendy married my brother.
Okay.
And then they had my brother and Wendy had Nicholas, Anthony, Megan.
Right.
87, 88, 89. Wow. Yeah. Every Thanksgiving she was pregnant.
So who was at the party?
Anyway, so here we are, all of them at the house. It was really nice. No, it was all of them.
So Suzanne planned it.
What
kind of food did you have?
Sandwiches.
Nice.
Yeah. Anthony wanted Bay City, for people that live out here, Bay City.
Oh, yeah. In Santa Monica.
In Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. But it was going to be too. Why? I should have had them do it anyways. I love that place. I could have Postmated it.
Okay. The bread is to die for.
It's so delicious.
It's like this bread that's like a little bit chewy. It's so hard to explain.
It's real.
It's like if the Subway sandwich was like. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like those kind of sandwiches, except for. If they were like all homemade on a bread that's like thick and kind of chewy and I can't describe the bread, but I used to live in Santa Monica and that was like John homemade. And my favorite thing.
Yeah. It's like if my mother used to make bread. It's like homemade bread, real homemade bread.
Yes.
Not when somebody screws it up and go, I made it in a bread maker I got for Christmas. No.
Right.
Like kneading it and putting it in the oven bread. It's delicious. And he was about to do it. And I guess I was like, where's base? That we were getting that. And so we got Urban Cafe or something instead.
Which is fine. Lynette, don't player hate yourself.
No, I know.
Bay City, that's all the way. It's really far. Honestly, it would have taken an hour or an hour and a half to get there in traffic. And then you got to drive all the way back.
Well, I was going to just Postmate it. Couldn't you do that?
For a party?
Why not?
Enough for a party?
Well, if you're going to cater, deliver. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, you could have done that.
I should have taught. I should have been more involved with the food. The sandwiches were fine. The food was fine.
You know what? You offered your house. That's enough.
I know.
You don't have to be more involved than that.
Right.
They can be involved.
Yeah, it was great. No, it was great. And I didn't even have to. I thought I was going to have to do the one thing that I hate the most.
Let me think.
Don't mind cleaning the house.
Let me guess what it is. Okay, you don't mind cleaning the house.
Yes.
The thing you hate the most
when throwing a party is?
Oh, there's so many things to hate about throwing a party.
It's a basic thing.
Like removing all the piles of like things from.
No, there's
or is that. Is that going to cleaning
mind.
The house?
I don't mind doing that.
I don't know. What?
I'm pantomiming for you. Like grocery store.
Oh, going shopping.
Yes,
for stuff.
Going to stupid Costco or Smart and Final.
Okay.
I hate that the most. I don't. You know, Jimmy practically has a house at Costco. I don't like it. I don't know why.
Okay, what did you need there? Like drinks? Sparkling water?
Right. All the drinks. And this crowd is not a big drinker crowd. They're all, you know, stoners.
Okay.
For the most part. So it's just like wine
and
soda.
Bring your own pot.
Right. Wine, soda. And that was it, really. And, you know, for the kids and stuff like that. So I didn't even have to do that. Suzanne did it.
Oh, did you have to get a cake?
They got the cake.
Okay.
It was delicious. Strawberry in the middle.
All right. So they set it all up. People
well,
came
I
over.
I set it up, but yeah.
How many people were there?
Like 35, 30
okay,
people.
That's not so bad.
No, it wasn't bad. No, it was great. It was nice. It was really nice because I love seeing that family. I forget about that. Like, I love talking to them. They're now dads, you know, there's a lot of sons over there, boys that they grew up. They're Nicholas's age now,
right.
And Nicholas and Anthony. And so they're married as well, and they brought their kids as well. And so, you know, it was really cute. It was a really nice day. It really was.
I'm with you that
I like
the entertaining part, like when people are over.
Yeah.
And you've already lit the candles.
Right.
The house is clean.
Yes.
I do not like any of the anticipation because it makes me anxious.
Nervous. Yes. And, yeah. It makes me anxious too. But first, I was thinking the exact same thing, Stephanie, that morning. I was thinking to myself, I'm not nervous as I usually am before a party. I don't know why. Maybe because I know Suzanne's got it covered or something. And also it's family. It's not people from, you know, people you work
with. Jimmy Kimmel's not coming
over. It's not, you
judging
don't have to. Right.
Going, I wonder what they're going to get my family this year.
Yeah. Jimmy was here yesterday at football Sunday.
Oh, really?
With Sonny and, yeah. And he brought his kids. But I didn't have to worry about any of that. And also, Adam was there for the beginning, like the setting up part. So he got to see Riley, he got to see Anthony and his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
The important part to me, he got to see. And then he had to leave. So that was perfect. And it was like, so long.
Right,
have a nice
right.
night. You know,
right.
he had to go to work and everything. So it was
I thought
really
he was
going to
be out of town.
He was going to, but they had to, they canceled it or something, rescheduled it. The only thing, too, it was raining. But
yeah, that's a bummer because then people can't get out of the house.
Right.
But
we did open up and have the backyard, like the covered area. But it was really nice. So here's the other thing that was hanging over my shoulders.
The next day you had to take Natalia, get up at the crack of dawn. Mm-hmm. So like I know your life a little bit
I know,
social media.
Yeah, talking to you every week. Right.
Okay, that's a drag.
Yes. And I was going to have one of the moms. So this year with volleyball, she's ratcheted up a bunch of notches. Like she's really into it. She works out 4 days a week for it, like private or whether it's practice. She's working hard. Their very first tournament was this weekend. Their coach. So I love their coach.
Oh, okay. That didn't seem like where this was going.
Well, I didn't know if I was going to like her. See, this is why you can't be judgy. I get the email.
How dare you tell me not to be judgy? I will be judgy. Then I have the right to change my mind about my judgment.
That's true. Well, let's talk about ADT first. And then we'll could talk about you being judgmental.
Right. You're right.
We got to tell you guys, listen, if you're going to have a party, you're going to want to lock up afterwards. You're going to want ADT.
This
right?
is an easy ad for me because I have ADT.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would I have ADT? They didn't give it to me for free.
Right.
Like, I already had ADT before they started
sponsoring. We've had ADT our whole lives.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're like the number one security provider.
Yes.
And when you get these other fly-by-night companies, why would I not go to the company that has respect, has been doing it, that everybody else uses?
Right.
I want to be on that network.
Right.
I want to be on that team.
Yes. And not
the winning team.
Right. And affordable on the winning team.
It's affordable. You know what I love about ADT? And I'm sorry, I'm going off of the paper. I know they want you to know they have 17,000 employees, but how does that affect me?
Right.
It doesn't.
They're safeguarding that.
What affects me is that I can choose what level I want to be at depending on what services I want.
Right.
Like one thing that's important to me is being able to have like two-way communication. If something happens,
yes.
I want to be able to alert ADT. I want them to hear my voice going, I need help.
Uh-huh.
And I want to have the codes. Like I want to be able to directly you can
hit fire, hit police.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. All those things make me feel safer.
Yep. And, you know, there are 17,000 employees. They are connected to the first responders. So you know that they're going to be there when you need them. They're the nation's number one. We already told you that.
Yeah. And they can get professionally monitored carbon monoxide and smoke detectors.
Very important.
Which is important.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they have the video doorbells, the indoor, outdoor, the secure smart home. They got it all. I mean, they're up to date. You guys need to check them out. So you can go to ADT.com and check them out. And
and we just want you to know that our show is brought to you by ADT.
Mm-hmm.
Also, here's something you need to check out. Best Fiends.
Ooh, Stephanie.
I know. Lynette,
I'm trying to keep up, but you've passed me, man.
Well, you know how I get.
Yeah.
You know, I get really into stuff.
Tell me about this.
And once I get really into stuff, then I have to like keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm addicted, but in the best way. You know, like I just love doing it, so I want to keep doing it. And there's no downside. And now I am on level 47.
No, are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Dude, you were like on level 22 last time.
I know, but I went crazy.
Holy shit.
And I went through a bunch of levels. And now, guess what? Got my kids into it.
Oh, no.
So we all have it on our phone.
That's
and we're all
so
having
fun.
Little competitions.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's, you know what? It's fun. And it's really fun for the kids. And it gets them doing something different. Like Xander was spending all his time on some stupid racing game. And then he was like, what's that? What are you playing? And I said, it's a game called Best Fiends.
Best Fiends.
And he said, best what? Best friends? And I said, no, not best friends. Best Fiends.
You can engage your brain. It's a 5-star rated mobile app. puzzle game with over 100 million downloads, by the way. Okay,
yeah.
There's a reason why it's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
You can download it for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. And don't forget, it's Best Fiends, by the way. Don't forget that.
Yeah, so do it.
Go download it. Play
okay,
with Steph.
So Natalia's coach.
So, okay, I get an email. Welcome. Congratulations. You're on our team. Everything.
Right. Can you please step? Somebody needs to step up
that.
And team mom it out.
Yes, that was that. That came from somebody else. I don't know who it came from.
Oh.
This was the coach's letter introducing herself. And she says, I'm going to have a parent meeting this Wednesday after practice.
I don't know. Stop having meetings.
I know. And this is a travel team.
I just went to a fundraising meeting at my school.
This is a travel team, and we're going to be like, I'm going to be in Vegas with these parents eventually.
Okay.
You know?
So you need to like these, the one, you need some people that are going to want to go to the charging station with
you. Exactly. Luckily, that's right. The charging in quotation.
Get recharged to watch another volleyball tournament to go.
Yeah.
Sit in front of an overclapper.
Yes. And let me tell you, there's a big difference between Sonny and Natalia. Sonny's like, you know, at these games and stuff like that.
Sonny's like, you were at the last
were
couple games,
there?
Right?
Like,
you're like, yeah, I was. And he's like, cool.
Uh-huh.
Natalia's like, Mom,
where are you?
Why are you not in the
Where'd
front
you go?
Row?
Where'd you go?
Like, you're like, I went to the bathroom. She's like, could you wait until between games?
Okay, hold on. Let me tell you this. There's Louise. That's a whole other story. But first, back to the coach. Don't get me started on that.
Okay.
Back to the coach. So get this email. Like, we're all in this for a long time now. So let's have a meeting, basically.
Right.
Okay. So, all right. Her name, I guess I'll just say it. Her name is,
Say it.
Breezy.
Okay. That's really her name?
That's her. I mean, I don't. I'm an interrogator, but, you know, Coach Breezy.
Okay. Like it.
Spelled with an I-E.
Okay. Is she breezy? Does she have a breezy personality?
She's a coach. She's a hard-ass coach. That's for sure. She's cute. She's spunky. She looks like Paulette Garrigos from Far Away. She's got that, like, I don't know if you've met Paulette Garrigos.
I haven't.
She's got that short pixie hair cut.
Okay.
You know, and she's great. I mean, Breezy, right away I was like, I don't like this coach. Then, I don't know why, it just was like, ugh, here we go. And then Natalia came home. I go, yeah, so I have a meeting with your coach Breezy on Wednesday. And she's like, yeah. And I go, what's your coach like? Do you like her? Yeah, she's tough. At first, I didn't know, but like, she's pretty tough, but she's really nice. She's really nice, like good tough. Okay. What else is she like? I don't know. I go, she vegan? I don't know why. She goes, yeah, she's vegan. How'd you know? I said, I don't know. I just, there's something about the name, the vibe. I just got this like vegan. No
uh-huh.
offense to vegans, but
yeah.
I don't know. Just like this whole thing. Does she do yoga? Well, I'm sure she does yoga. Okay. You know, not trying to judge.
Right.
Anyway.
Does she bring metal straws everywhere she goes?
Yes, she does. At the meeting, she says.
She's like a grown-up VSCO.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She's like, I strongly encourage, you know, the environment. So make, you know, it's okay if they forget their water once in a while. But I encourage the girls to bring their, you know.
Their water. Or hydro flasks.
Hydro flasks. What with the hydro flask? Anyway, she's great. She's really nice. Just breezy, okay? So this weekend, so I was going to have somebody take – so after the meeting, I, you know, on the way to the practice, I said, Natalia, you know, the tournament is this Sunday. Everybody's going to be at our house Saturday. People might even be – because they're gypsies. They might be spending the night, I'm sure,
yeah.
You know.
We don't know.
Somebody's going to be sleeping on the couch.
Right.
Or you know, they do. That's the thing. It's like they stay. They stay and they – like they'll hang
until
out.
Until the caravan leaves.
Right. Until the caravan leaves. Yes. So, yeah, I said – and so Natalia knew right away. She was like, I get it. But Natalia doesn't really know anybody on her team. It's not like these are her friends.
Right. You can't just be like, hey, moms, who's going to swing by and pick up Natalia?
Right. They don't live in our area. A lot of them don't live in our area.
Oh,
some of
really?
Them are like, yeah, Woodland Hills. Like, they're all over the – they're all coming from everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is like an elite team.
I guess. I didn't really realize what I mean.
I thought it was like from your area.
No, it's not. Mm-mm. So, All right. So then there's one girl that Natalia kind of knows from a friend at our school. She doesn't live in our area, but she lives close enough. And I could like meet her in the morning and like off the freeway and give her Natalia.
Uh-huh.
And she was really sweet. And actually, she was one of the ones that stepped up to be I'll be a coach mom. I'll be one of the.
Okay.
You know, there's one of those that are going to step
up. Yeah.
So, of course, she's the one that's like. So at the meeting, they're like, okay, everybody's going to be at the tournament this weekend. Any car rides? I go, well, anybody's going to have any car rides. You guys should talk because I know everybody comes different areas. It's like, I'm going to need. So after the meeting, she saw that I needed somebody, and then she came over and introduced herself. The nice thing is I am not the only one that doesn't know anybody's names and whose kid goes to what parent, you know, because
right.
All the parents were doing the same thing. Okay, so which one's your kid? Every single parent said the same thing as me. I'm really bad with names. I'll probably forget by next time I see you. I go, don't worry. It's no problem. I'm the same way. So the parents were really nice. But, you know, in April, we're going to be going to Vegas and when I go with Sonny to Vegas, I'm with the parents of that Sonny, a lot of them
has
Sonny grew up with.
Yeah.
These group of parents, maybe, hopefully, you know, I may find somebody to go hang out with me at the charging station.
Right.
Who knows? I don't know.
The worst, though, is that just going back to you having to ask for a ride, the worst is when it's the first time and you want to be like, this isn't normally
me.
Like, I'm normally somebody that will take your kids.
Yes.
It just, if it's the first time, you just feel like, are they going to now label me as Mooch Mom?
Right.
Like, are they going to be like, oh, here we go. This one's going to need a ride every time. Really? You can't go to the very first game? And you're like, no, but you don't understand. Like, I just threw a party the day before and like,
family,
I know you
didn't
need my whole life story, but it's just going to be really, really hard just this one time.
Right. I know. So she did say we could meet somewhere. And then she goes, well, I have your info. We'll exchange infos.
Okay.
And the next day I was like, I was thinking about it and it was bothering me. And I was like, what am I doing? So what? So there's people at my house. So I had a party. I can get up. If I got to get up and take her, that's how, you know, I'm going to go. I'm going to take her. And I want to see her play for her first time.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. That's nice.
So I went and I'm glad I went. Because they did really well, and then they did bad. They did good. They're still trying to, as a team, get to know each other.
Right.
There's a dad on our team that's daughter. You could tell. Like, everybody knows her name by the end of the tournament because she's the – you know, there's always that one that's, like, star athlete.
Did the dad at any point go,
no.
Sub?
No. No, but what's side out? What's with the side out? I was going to send you a video of her, one of the moms right behind me, constantly side out. I know everybody's – I know what I mean, but, like, why does everybody have the – that they have to
– You know, I know side out is a thing, but I'm not 100% sure. Does that mean when it goes to the other team?
I don't – can Kaylin.
Like when
– Can you look up what side out means?
Isn't that when the ball just goes out on the side of the
floor? Oh, no. Mama, he's just as bad as us.
I used to play volleyball too. So that's
you did,
actually, yeah.
But they're yelling side out, side out, side out.
Well, in basketball, they're always yelling box out, and I for a long time didn't know what that means.
That,
it kind of means stick your butt out and try to block
the other
team from getting the ball, the rebound.
Yes.
But right?
I guess you know. Yes, but side out, like they were always screaming it when it was the ball was on the other side.
Yeah, it essentially means like so you can get it back so you can serve again.
Okay, that's what it is. Basically,
like, get
the ball
their
back.
Other side, get the ball back.
Yeah.
Why don't they just say that?
Yeah, exactly.
Get the ball back.
When they did
get
say
it, back.
It, and I got that. I understood that. Yeah. And then you try and be
funny
like,
if you're just like, hey, speak English.
Right.
I don't know what side
then
out
means.
There's
like, you know, there's like the parent, like there. I'm sitting with them on the other thing too with volleyball is that you're there all day and you're at the same court, but then they got to switch. I was like, okay, we're not really going to do – like after the very first game was over, nobody got up. And I was like, okay, good. We're just going to stay here then for the rest of the day.
Right.
Like they, so the schedule was play, meaning a game, right?
Yeah.
Then break, then ref. They have to ref. They have to do the – you know,
right. They stand at the sideline and see if the ball goes out.
Yes. Yeah. They have to – each girl has to have their – they have to do their reffing. They have to put in their time reffing. And then –
Do you want to go like, we do pay for this, right?
Can't
like,
we just,
we
right.
do pay for this.
We pay a lot of money. Well, can't we just like cover
can
that?
Can you hire
cost?
A ref?
Yes. By the way, we got a ref on that side and a ref on this side. Do you really need one of these kids standing there and like going out, balls out, like raising their flag and stuff?
No.
The kid, the basketball, they don't do that. So why volleyball? I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know. So they have to ref, and then they had – so anyway, got up, had to be – so they had to be there at 7:15 ready to play.
Where? Anaheim?
Anaheim.
Oh, my heart.
And you know what's so funny is
– Anna frickin' Heim mm-hmm. is so far.
I know. And you know the funny thing is Anthony took Riley to Disneyland the next day. And we are on Anaheim Boulevard. We got off at Disneyland. We're across the street from them. They're at Disneyland. And I call after being up for hours. I was like, are you guys still going to – I'm texting. They're like, yeah, we're going. I go, so you're at this? No, we're leaving. And I'm like – I look at the clock and it's only 11 a.m. I'm like –
They're leaving Disneyland?
No, they're going on their way. And I'm thinking it's 3 o'clock that they're already there.
Right.
But because you're up from 5 a.m., you feel like –
Yes, you've had a full day.
Yes, exactly. And you're inside, so you know what's going on outside.
Yeah.
So
that, and by the way, it gets dark so early now.
I know.
That if you wake up and it's dark, and then by the afternoon it's dark, you're right. Like, did I even have
right.
a day?
I know.
Any day?
Yes, exactly. So we're watching. So they have their game. So the game's over, and I'm thinking, okay, good. We're not moving. Nobody's moving.
Right.
The other side starts moving on over, and I'm like, oh, really? Why? Why are we getting up? As a group.
Right. As if we've never seen a volleyball game before.
Right.
Like,
Do we have to be that close to our daughters? We can see them. So instead of 8-9 feet away, they're what? 13-15-16 feet away. What's the big deal?
I am with
you.
We
can see them. Why are we getting up and why are we doing this stupid fakata thing? Who decided that that's a thing that everybody decided to follow?
I don't know, because people are sheep.
They
just don't think, like, that's dumb. Let's just stay where we are. We're comfortable.
Right.
Go move all your bags, your daughter's bag.
Everybody's got to get up.
A wayward water
grandma
bottle.
Grandma who came. She's got to get up and move. Somebody's got to help grandma move. Really?
Okay. And let me say, I don't understand. And I'm so happy for y'all. But people that bring that do have grandparents that come to games.
Yeah.
What non-dysfunctional family has a grandparent that's like, yes, I will get up at 6 a.m. and go to Anaheim too. And not just like, if you have a grandparent that wants to get up and support your kid, let them take your kid. Why do y'all have to go?
Yes.
Why do we all have to be there?
Yes.
Like, I get so jealous of these people that
Me
are
too.
Like, oh, this is the grandma.
Right.
This is the grandma from the other side.
Right.
You got two grandparents to come?
I know.
And I don't have any grandparents that would possibly ever have even considered it, nor an aunt or an uncle. Like, you know, they have their own lives.
How about the family? You know, it really chaps my eye that I'm just green with envy is the father and the wife and the kid, like, and the little sibling.
Right.
They're all there and they got they're bringing their chairs.
Right, so right. You so know this is not their first rodeo.
No. And by the way, like,
together.
They're very smart. I'm bringing a chair next time. Every time I do think, it did cross my mind, like, should I bring a chair? I'm like thinking, every time I think I'm going to get luckier, you know, like, we're not going to move. We do.
Right.
You know, like, I'm not going to really need a chair. I need a chair. My back is – my legs are, like, numb. I'm sitting next to another mom who's, like, got a crick in her neck. Like, it's just so
– You bring your Theragun with you.
Right.
You're like, line up.
Let's. And let me tell you, you're walking past the station where they fix people up, you know, the athletes. And
right.
I'm dying just to sit there and go, hey, can you just, like, work this – I got a knot in my.
Do you feel that? You
see, yeah. Can you just?
It's almost. You can almost see it.
If somebody else comes, and I'll get up. Oh, hey, I'll give you $10.
Or they should just have like massage chairs.
Yes, they did that one time. They had that. I've seen that a long time ago, and I've never seen it since. Now, speaking of the help you station, what? Of course, Natalia hurts herself at the end of the day. So I'm watching the game and. You know, she's in, she's out. She's in, she's out. She plays. She's blah, 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 blah. And I'm watching the game, and they're getting killed at this point. And I look over, and there's some person walking, and all the parents are like, you're Natalia's mom, right? Oh, there she is right there. And I'm oblivious watching the game. You know, I'm not keeping my eye on her 24. And
wait, did she hurt herself outside of the game?
No, in the game. So somebody, she apparently hurt herself, and I didn't notice it, and somebody walked her over to me, and she's like, Mom, I got to go to trainers, because I really hurt my arm. Something happened when I went up to to slam the ball.
Okay.
Her arm, you know, like her muscle.
Tricep?
Tricep, thank you.
Bicep.
Bicep or tricep, one of them.
Okay.
And got pulled really bad. She didn't tear it because if she tore it, you would have known.
Okay.
But you could see the inflammation immediately. And the woman that was working the trainers that was working there, she said, look, you know, because Sonny's a different story. Natalia is not she's pretty tough. She doesn't get hurt. And if she does get hurt, she'll tell you later on after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to go, the lady go, can you lift your arm this way? And when she did and she winced, I was like, oh, God, she hurt herself. Like, and she's like, look, she can't even lift it this much. And I said, okay, well, what should I do? So she iced. She wrapped her.
Ice, baby.
Yeah, wrapped her thing. And she's like, it's going to go numb, but let it go numb. Just leave it. And Natalia's like, fine. So it got numb. And
so this is towards the end?
Like the last game.
So she didn't play anymore?
Mm-mm. She played. She sat out the rest. I was like, well, then we can leave now, right? And she's like, no. I can sit and watch the rest of the game. Okay, all right. All right, team player.
You're hurt.
Yes, you're hurt.
Don't play hurt.
I know. And I'm tired. I've been there now. So we got up at 5, and now it's, you know, we didn't get home till 4:30, 5 o'clock. So I was gone all that day after the party on Saturday. And then I just was like – and then I had to make dinner because there was nothing to eat. I was going to order food, but I was like, Olga made this chicken that was really good, and we had everything I needed to make it, and I just baked it, and it was done, and it was delicious. And then I was exhausted, went to bed.
Oh, my gosh. That's making me tired.
Now.
But I fully relate to the dinner thing, too, because a lot of times I have, like, a long day, and this is, I would say, a thing that it doesn't cause fights with John, actual fights. It just causes resentment.
Friction.
It just causes me to be quietly resentful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to try to choose my battles. And sometimes I'm like, it's just not his thing. But for years, you guys recall me complaining that even when I was working for that psychiatrist, Dr. Sharma, out in Costa Mesa, and then I'd be driving home from Costa Mesa, and that is a long drive, as you know. That's like twice as far as Anaheim.
Yes, it is. That's
I'd be driving home, and then, you know, John would call me and go, any ideas about dinner? And I'd want to murder him in his sleep night.
I know.
Or before that, not in his sleep, when he's conscious and knows he's being murdered. I'd be so mad because it's like the one thing, you're home, I'm not.
Right.
Can you think of something for dinner?
Right, right.
Like, I don't care if it's takeout.
I know.
But use your planning skills.
Yeah.
But this is the problem with John. When he realizes that we need something for dinner, it's usually 7 o'clock.
It's too late.
The kids are already starving. And this is if I've come here to, like, do sort and scale, or if I'm working or doing something or having a meeting, I'll get the, so what are you thinking for dinner? Then I'm like, well, it's already 7.
Mm-hmm.
So now I need to stop on my way home and get something.
Right.
And if there is going to be any dinner preparation, like cooking, I need to pre-plan that.
Yeah, of
course. If I'm going to, like, I'm not one of those people that can just, like, throw together a lasagna.
I know.
No, that has to be planned like 3 days in advance.
Yeah, totally.
And still
it's
I'm
going to
be missing
thing.
An ingredient. And I'm going to be like, oh, shoot, I forgot to get garlic. I got to run to the store.
Yes.
That's always me.
Yes.
Yes, it's bad planning. And sure, should I sit in front of the I always think that I know how to make it, like, by heart.
Right.
And then I'm like, chicken broth? Since when did this take
you?
I forgot about that. Like, that doesn't even seem like it would go in this recipe that I've been making for 10 years.
I know. Or flour. Flour is the worst. I'm like, oh, when it's like calls for something that you barely ever use, it's like, oh, I'm out. No.
Or I just go, I'm sure it'll be fine without that.
Yes.
And then it's not.
It's not. And that's the one ingredient it needed to make it come together.
Right. Or I'm out of something that I never thought I'd be out of, like soy sauce.
Right.
Where I'm like, who runs out of soy sauce?
Yeah, or mayo. Yeah,
When's that happen that you don't have another couple of tablespoons of soy sauce?
Right. I know.
That you're that far at the bottom of the thing. Who would have thought, oh, I should pre-plan and make sure I have enough soy sauce? Anyway,
that's a common thing between husband and wife, the whole dinner.
The dinner thing?
Mm-hmm.
John does not make dinner. And if the only
Neither
time he
Adam.
Will do it, though. But he's willing to do it. Like he's not willing to cook. He doesn't think he's a cook.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think a lot of husbands are like this. Like he thinks he can make breakfast, but then he doesn't. If he omelets, like he thinks he's good at making omelets. This is a very male thing.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Not to stereotype, but yeah. men all think they are great at making omelets. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that is.
Right.
But now, simple. But so all John did was teach the kids to do it.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, okay.
Well, that's good.
Well, it's good, but then that doesn't leave you with any job.
Yeah.
Like now you've.
Now you've taught them something and now you're.
And that's a great skill to
frees
have.
Frees up time for you.
Exactly. But he doesn't. So, and I'm not a good cook either, but you know what I have to do? I have to cook by necessity.
Yes.
I can't do takeout every single night. That's just not proper.
I agree.
Monetarily, it's not proper. But also just your kids need a home-cooked meal sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just not great at it. So I have like my staples that I can make.
Mm-hmm.
But they all require like, okay, something as simple as I'll make what we call pigs in a blanket, mm-hmm. which is actually turkey dogs wrapped in those croissants.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll do that with a salad.
Uh-huh. That's good.
For instance, I did that last night.
That's good.
Yeah, but I don't just have those croissants laying around the house. Like I have to go, okay, you know what would be an easy kind of quick thing is our pigs in a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have to go to Ralph's. Mm-hmm. So sure enough, yesterday I was coming back from this meeting and John's like, so
dinner?
I'm starting to think about dinner. And I'm like, uh-huh. Well, it was like 6:30 at
would
this point.
Would you be able to tell him, can you do me a favor, go and get croissants?
I mean, I can, but this is how we originated with our bags, our reusable bags that say I found the clam sauce, like
yes.
we're patting them on the back. I could do that and have done that. But when I'm in a crunch, I don't want to make 15 phone calls and get texts and have to take pictures.
It's more work.
I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? It's easier for me to just I'm driving by a store.
Right.
I'm like, all right, I'll stop at Ralph's. Mm-hmm. I'll get what we need. I'll make that when we get
yes.
home. But even in my mind, and I know you can relate to this, I'm cursing my life.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what I really want to do? Lay in bed and listen to a podcast.
I've
had a long day. I've been up since the crack of dawn. I walked the dog. I fed the dog. I took care of the kids. I went and did this errand and that errand. And now I just was in Hollywood at a meeting that was long. And now I just drove back in rainy traffic.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't really want to come home and start chopping tomatoes.
I totally totally, and a thousand. This is what I was thinking yesterday.
Then I have to talk myself down and go, all right, you know what? I can listen to I was mm-hmm. listening to a new podcast, Detective Trap.
Really?
Which somebody recommended, which is phenomenal.
What's it called?
It's called Detective Trap. It's a new one on Wondery that's about this Anaheim. Speaking of Anaheim.
Oh, boy. Right up my alley.
Detective, this woman, and it focuses on her, and she's solving a case of a serial killer.
Uh-huh.
But it's from her perspective and it's interviews with her. So far, there's 3 episodes. There's going to be 5. But
okay.
Totally. So I was like, okay, I can listen to my last episode of Detective Trap mm-hmm. while I'm making the salad. But then, okay, this is me. I'm like going to pantomime something to you. But it's like I've got my earbuds in
uh-huh.
and it's hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
And probably I should get wireless because I don't have them. But
right.
So, but because I don't normally like them because I feel like I'll lose them.
Yeah.
But when they're connected and you're trying to cook, but then you need to throw something out, then my
totally
phone
understand.
Falls on the floor.
I know.
And then I spend the whole time trying to maneuver my phone
yes.
with me or like put it
stick
in my
it
pocket.
Stick it in the side of your jeans. Yes, yes, yes. But then you're thinking you're going to get like cancer. I know.
And then my hands have like avocado
grease.
On them.
That's
so I'm like, oh, now I got to get a dish towel to wipe off my hands so that I can restart my phone.
Totally. The hands thing, I cannot stand. Because then you like grab the bottle of olive oil. Now you got to remember, make a note to wipe that down because
right.
it's got, you just smeared,
yes.
you know, whatever's on your hands onto
yep.
the thing.
Yeah.
And then you touch the phone with your pinky to rewind or to pause.
Yes.
I know. Somebody's got to invent something. Something. Somebody's got to
and then
Black
I'm like,
Mirror this. Something.
Yeah. Then I'm like, all right, you know what? Maybe I don't need to be listening to a podcast.
No,
but
no,
then it makes me more resentful. Right. Then
yes.
I'm like, no, I'm not. What, am I just supposed to sit here and quiet?
No.
Talk to
no,
my
no,
kids?
No. Heck no.
And then the kids will be like, this would be so nice for a family thing. Like the kids
yeah.
will be like, oh, can I help? I'll uh-huh. chop the tomato. And I'm like, you know what? Next time.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't need to do what now.
Oh, we have to do some
yeah.
more ads. We yeah, forgot about our ads.
No, I remembered, but I didn't. I was just going to do it towards the end of the show.
Well, no, we have another one towards the end of towards the very end. Okay, FabFitFun.
Yeah,
can't say enough good things about FabFitFun. Get it for somebody. Gift it to somebody.
I opened my box. We got our own boxes,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did. Yeah. We sure did. And it's great stuff. It had that makeup eraser.
Makeup eraser. That mm-hmm. thing's genius. Mm-hmm. I love that.
They send the best blankets, too. I know. Like little throws, yeah. really nice
and
ones.
And I got slippers that I needed slippers desperately.
Yes.
I love
those
this
gray
box.
Slippers mm-hmm. with the
it's like knitted.
They look like a towel. They look like a towel. They look like a sweater.
Yes. They look like
they have
it's
fur.
Like knitted. Yeah. It's almost like an UGG. Looking slippers.
Yes.
They're really cute.
Everything looks really high end in mm-hmm. the box. And
yes.
you're like, hey, I got all this stuff for $49.
Yeah.
And your first box is only $39.
I know. That's
you get
right.
The special.
That's right. It's
this
like,
is a fabulous gift for somebody.
You get 8 to 10 full size beauty, fitness, home, wellness products from all of the different favorite brands that everybody knows and loves.
I will say that of all the things that we advertise that you hear people talking about on Facebook, everybody loves their FabFitFun box.
Everybody does. I know. It's great.
No,
it really is.
Never hear any complaints.
No.
So it's a seasonal subscription box. And what you can do if you want to start your subscription, well, the box retails for $49.99, but it always has a value of over $200. And that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. That is for sure.
We've had many FabFitFun boxes,
hey,
and they all have a high value.
Great gift, by the way. You want – what do you get somebody? Get them FabFitFun subscription.
Oh, they'll love it. And they'll think of you every season
time.
When they open
that's
their box.
Right.
So you can use the coupon code FCOL for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. That's FabFitFun.com. Use the code FCOL and get $10 off your first box, so it'll only be $39.99. Another – awesome, but totally different box subscription mm-hmm. is Butcher Box.
So here's the thing, guys. Remember I was just talking about how I had everything I needed to make dinner on a Sunday night coming mm-hmm. home from Anaheim at mm-hmm. 4 o'clock? Thanks to Butcher Box, we had fresh meat. I had just got the chicken. I had all the ingredients I need. It was I made a lemon chicken out of it, and it was delicious, and it was easy.
I swear to God, I'm not just saying this to pile on for the ad. Mm-hmm. I took out some frozen Butcher Box chicken breasts.
Yes.
And you get a bunch of them uh-huh. in the thing, and they're in my refrigerator defrosted ready for me to cook tonight.
See? That's the nice thing is yeah. you'll have stuff on hand. It really makes a difference in life. It really is a big help.
Yeah. Just don't tell your husband.
That's right.
Every so that month. He's like, well, can't you make some from Butcher Box?
Right.
Then you have to be like,
No, don't tell him about it. No. Every month, Butcher Box ships a curated selection of high quality meat right to your home. Each box has 9 to 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individual meals, by the way. Packed fresh, shipped frozen, vacuum sealed so it stays nice and fresh.
Yeah. And for me, the way to go was I got my Butcher Box and I put it in my outdoor. Everybody has like a freezer
yeah.
in their garage,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
I put it there. And then when I think, oh, I need to make something for dinner, like tomorrow, I go to the outside freezer and I look and I go,
yes.
oh, here's some bacon.
That's
for
right.
breakfast
oh,
week.
My God. It's awesome. And they have like 100% grass-fed beef, free-ranged organic chicken, pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, which is awesome.
The best.
And that sugar nitrate-free bacon is really good, by the way. So this is how you guys can do it. You right now, you can get 2 pounds of ground beef and 2 packs of bacon absolutely for free, plus $20 off your first box. If you go to butcherbox.com/FCOL, use the promo code FCOL at checkout, and it makes a great gift. So go to butcherbox.com/FCOL, use the promo code FCOL at checkout.
So last night, we got our Christmas tree. Do you have a Christmas tree already?
I just told Natalia that yesterday. We got to go get a Christmas tree. Not yet.
And I'm trying to think of, are you in that mode? I really want to know this. What Christmas gifts are you getting for Sunny and Natalia?
I don't know.
Because last year, I remember, wasn't last year the big James Charles year that Natalia, or was that 2 years ago?
I think it was 2 years ago.
Because every year there's like stuff, something they want.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was a big year because the kids got, because LB got an iPhone. She upgraded mm-hmm. her iPhone. So mm-hmm. she got an iPhone 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her big gift.
Yeah.
And the kids got laptops.
Right.
Yes. So.
How are you going to top that?
Well, that's the thing is I know that at the time that I'm doing it. I'm like, well, next year is not going to be like that.
I know.
And so far, it's not. I'm trying to think of like fun things
something.
That they really want. But
why
then I get really anxious about like
them getting, and I know you do too. Like, I don't want one
yeah,
person
I know.
To
one
get
one person get too many.
And sometimes I don't realize because I'm just getting stuff that yeah. I see, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, Xander's got like 10 things right. that he's getting, and Sadie's got two.
Yeah, I know. I hate that. What about like I was thinking for Natalia, she really wants to go see what's her face in concert, and she's coming next year.
Who?
Billie Eilish.
Oh, okay.
She's been talking about it.
Yeah, Elby went.
Yeah. So I was thinking about getting tickets to see, like, I'll take her and a friend.
I know I reminded you of this, but it might not have totally clicked with you. Yeah. But we had Billie Eilish's mom on our show.
I know that. Yeah. I told that to Sunny and Natalia. Yeah. And they both were like, what?
I know.
They couldn't under – they were like, really? And I said, yeah, we did.
Because Billie Eilish wasn't a thing when she came on our show.
The mom – and I remember she wrote a movie that she kind of financed.
Life Inside Out.
Yes.
And it had the head writer of my – of parental discretion, Lori. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why we had them on the show, because Lori was in her movie.
Right.
We didn't really know Maggie, but Lori was my good friend because she was the head writer. And she was, and I was like, if you guys want to come on the show, you know, they're both moms and promote your movie, you can.
Mm-hmm. I remember her talking about her kids and her son.
Phineas and Billy.
Yeah, uh-huh. And her daughter. And I remember her, I think...
Well, her son is in the movie.
Yeah.
So her son is this like one of the stars of the movie, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. which is just ironic that that it's the daughter that ended up being like the huge, crazy star.
Right. But the son works with the daughter.
Yes.
Right?
He's,
he writes, and he's an
amazing musician.
Yeah, yeah. I know. So, I mean, it's incredible. So I don't know. I guess that might be something. And then – I don't know. Maybe take Sonny to a big game. I don't know, like an NBA game or something like that. Because what else? What am I going to get them? And I've asked them. I go, what are you guys thinking? I don't know. Nobody has an idea. Then I got an email saying that your iPhone 8 is – you signed up for the program when you bought it, that you get an automatic upgrade or something. So just bring it in and you get the newer phone. And I was like,
oh,
but that's her phone. And I was thinking, Hold on a second. I could get me a new phone. I take her phone and give her my phone because she has the 8 or whatever.
Okay.
So
that's an idea.
Yeah.
But kids love a new phone.
I know.
But what?
But she doesn't really need a new phone.
I bet she wants one, though. I bet she'd rather have the
11. I asked her, I said, how's your phone? She's like, I love my phone.
Oh.
I kind of sniffed around it, and she was just like, no, I'm fine. I got to see new phone. No. She's like, I don't know.
New phone, who dis? Aaron Landis. Here's the thing about LB. LB is so my kids are so specific. Like Xander is, mm-hmm. as you know, a brand whore.
Mm-hmm.
Whore.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say hoe, but mm-hmm. really he's a brand whore.
Yeah.
He only wants to wear Hollister right now.
Oh, really?
Hollister or Adidas.
Love
like
Hollister.
Adidas shirts, right?
Yeah.
So I've got him a bunch of Hollister stuff. But then for his birthday, somebody gave him a Hollister gift card. So he ordered himself a bunch more. And I was like, no, don't get that shirt. No, don't get that shirt. So now he's going to have so much Hollister
stuff. I hate when that happens.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, I guess I could also get him an Adidas shirt. Mm-hmm. But it's like he's going to have like 30 t-shirts. He doesn't need that many t-shirts. You're good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm annoyed and out of the Christmas spirit.
I know.
So, and
me
then
too.
LB is, all LB wears is PacSun or Brandy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Famous in Italian.
But then she really, so LB, I know, would really like some Lululemons.
Uh-huh.
Lululemon
pants.
But just the thought of it makes me so angry. Because
why does she get Lululemon?
Well, also just I'm like Lululemon is so expensive.
Yeah, you can go to Target and get yourself.
But I try to have compassion and empathy for the fact that my daughter just so desperately would like to blend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Her dream in life is like, let me just be like everybody else.
Yes.
Like as far as clothing, backpack, I don't know.
Yeah.
And we all, you and I, know and understand that feeling, but it's like a very keeping up with the Joneses thing too, because for instance, like she really wants AirPods, mm-hmm. right? But they have to be AirPods. Why? Not because they work the best or anything.
Right.
Because they're the brand and everybody has them and it will stand out if she has like a different pair. And I don't know if she imagines people are going to be like, what brand are those?
I know.
Those, I bet, don't have great sound quality.
And she's like, but it was created by Snoop Dogg. And they're like, who?
So we're getting her AirPods because, okay, but then there's a part of me that's like, bet you're already getting AirPods.
That's the thing.
Why, you also need Lululemons? And here's the thing. I'm already getting mad. She doesn't even ask me for them. I just know that all her friends have them and that I know she would like them.
She would love that.
And she's been fine wearing her Forever 21.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Exercise pants, but then, you know, there's that part of me that's like, well, let's just get her a pair of Lululemon. She'll be thrilled.
Well, listen, you got
$100.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's so stupid. Why? Because you could go and get them at Target. Like, you could just get,
right,
if you want leggings.
Like, you don't see me wearing Lululemon.
I know.
No, I don't care. Target
don't
is
care.
Fine.
I know. I'm wearing these, like, flimsy sweatpants.
Everybody swears by Lululemon, and I don't – it's not like – it's not like I think that Lululemons are crappy. It's more like I think, okay, so you're going to be full of brands.
Right.
I'm also getting her a pair of Converse, red Converse high tops, which,
ooh,
I got them already. I ordered them from eBay.
Shoot. I have a pair if you want them. They're brand new and I've never worn them.
Brand new?
Yes.
What size are they?
They're my size, like 7.5, 8 or something.
Oh,
like
she's
that.
An 8. That's so funny. Well, I already bought them.
Oh.
And the funny thing is, do you ever get, like, they were the normal price that Converse are. And I mean, I ordered them brand new on eBay. I didn't order some used shoes. But they came with no shoe box. And I was like, I wonder if these are even the real thing. Like,
really?
I wonder if these are some ripoff Converse. But whatever. What are you going to do?
Yes, and what are you going to do? And she's not.
But why do you have brand new Converse?
Because I bought them because of a photo shoot or something. I can't remember. There was a photo shoot that Sunny and I were doing. Remember when Sunny did that thing with Jerry Seinfeld for his show? I don't know if you remember that. He did a photo shoot for Jerry Seinfeld's stand-up. I don't know how the guys over at Chassis found it and asked if – anyways. Then there was supposed to be a mother-son kind of thing,
okay,
and they wanted them to look kind of cool and hip or whatever. And I don't know. So I got him a pair, and he wore them, and I got myself a pair because I love Converse.
Yeah.
But I've never – they're high top. Where am I going with these high tops? I mean, I thought I would wear them, but I never.
They're red?
They're red, and
that's
they're really
so funny.
Cute.
That's
they're
exactly
sitting in my closet.
I wish I'd known that because that's exactly what Elby wanted, so I got them for her.
They might have been too small, but
– oh, well, whatever. The point is – so I have things for all the kids, but I just do this thing every year where I'm like, did I buy too much? Did I buy too little?
And then, you know, the thing is January comes around and it's fine. Like, you know what I mean? After it happens, it all works itself out.
Yeah.
I have no idea what to get anybody anything. I've only bought – no, you know what happens? This is what happens. I was sitting at the tournament yesterday in between while my daughter's reffing and I have nothing else to do while my ass going numb. Now, here's the other thing. Here's a little tip. I am going to go – and I have to set guidelines with her. I'm going to go sit in the car until – there was literally an hour and a half in between one of the games. And I'm like, why am I – what am I doing? It's loud. I'm going to go sit in the car. Can I – I asked her if she wants, and she's like, no, I'm fine. So I went and I was like, I'm going to go sit in the car. But then I'm like, she doesn't have good reception. What if she starts playing and blah, 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 blah. But I got to figure that out. And the other thing I got to tell her is stop texting me and telling me to come over to you that you're about to play because I find a chair somewhere and I get comfortable. And she's like, where are you? I'm just tell me when you're about to play. So I get there and the game before her is still going. It's
right,
only like
half
12
time.
Versus 11. And I'm like, what's going on? Natalia, stop doing that to me. She goes, I don't know. They're almost done. We're about to play. Like she wants me there when they warm up. She just wants me there all the time, even though she doesn't want to talk to me.
That's kind of cute.
It's kind of cute. So whatever. But why was I saying this?
Because
Christmas.
Yeah.
I was bored. So I'm on Instagram gifts looking for stuff. And I see this, you know, I always get these like ads that pop up. Ooh, I need that. Every time something comes up, like – I need that hair, you know, whatever.
That color, that conditioning, color depositing.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, they somehow know what I need.
Right.
So this thing comes up and it's like, it's called like super projector. And it's like it hooks up to your phone and you can watch a movie or a video or whatever's on your phone in this big like projection. Like, so
I
shows,
need that.
That shows them laying in bed and they're watching it on the ceiling. Or they shows like a family sitting outside and they're watching it on the side of the house. And I'm like,
ooh,
that's genius.
How much is it?
I don't know, but I wrote it down. So I got a little note to my phone started, and that's the first thing that I wrote down.
Okay. Also, there's this thing that I can't believe that I would even consider getting for the kids, but it's like a selfie light.
Yes. Those,
does selfie need that? Okay. That's good. You're right. Us. You're right. All right. Listen, one last ad, Plexiderm. You
know, get Plexiderm for Christmas.
Yes. The holiday season is upon us, in case you weren't listening to our show. And it's the time when you're going to have your picture taken a lot.
That's
right. Are you going to look at your picture and be like, when did I suddenly get all those crow's feet?
That's a good point.
I am. Mm-hmm. But not anymore, because you have Plexiderm, and put it on before you start taking pictures, before that big party. And it makes your skin look noticeably smoother. Yes. In minutes.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, it does. It works pretty quickly.
Yeah. I've been using it, and Lynette has noticed it on me. Mm-hmm. You know, so you don't have to imagine looking younger anymore. Just look younger. And look, just add it to your beauty routine.
That's right.
It's not going to hurt you.
It's a serum. It's like,
what's going to hurt you to look younger?
No. Look, you're not going to go get Botox and all that. Just it's great. You don't need to do all that.
So get Plexiderm's holiday promotion. Go to TryPlexiderm, that's TryPlexaderm.com, and use our code FCOL for 50% off plus an additional $10 off.
Wow.
That's right. It's like a Black Friday deal. 50% off plus an extra 10. This offer is also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning FCOL. It's backed by a 30-day money back guarantee. So go to TryPlexiderm.com today. Use the code FCOL at checkout. That's TryPlexiderm.com.
Also, everybody, thank you so much for donating to Door of Hope. They've gotten a great response this year. They've gotten a lot of stuff for the families. A bunch of families got taken and taken care of.
Wow.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much, Door of Hope. All right. Thanks, Kaylin.
Yeah. And also FabFitFun.com. Yes, enter code FCOL. Right. Download Best Fiends on Apple App Store, Google Play, butcherbox.com/FCOL, enter FCOL, bombas.com/FCOL, and triplexiderm.com, enter FCOL. And join our Patreon before the very end of the year. Get yourself a Christmas present.
That's
by listening
right.
to all of our bonus content. Mm-hmm. It's $5 a month. And if you want to do $10 a month, get a t-shirt. You could get one for somebody
They're
you
really
love.
They're really cute,
someone
too.
That listens to FCOL. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you do that?
Yes.
Secret Santa.
Yeah.
And if you do $25 a month, and you could do this for one of your friends, get them a shout out
that's
on our
right.
show for
that's
a month.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
and
a
if
good
you
gift.
Do $50 a month, you are going to get a shout out for your business once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not
mm-hmm.
on every single show, but once a week. Like this week, Sylvia Berlin with Berlin Team Homes with Remax Coastal Homes, serving all of Orange County. Her phone number is 949-874-7560, or you can email her at SILVIA@BerlinTeamHomes.com, California DRE 01988601. Velvet Swing.
VelvetSwing.com.
That's Sandra Green's. Mm-hmm. Company, her friend's company, and it's a special CBD topical that you put on your special naughty bits.
Ooh.
And it makes everything more fun. Maybe you could get that for your lady, Kaylin. Go to velvetswing.com. Also, Kate Marengo, mentioned her at the beginning of the show. She's with Interior Chicago. She can help you pimp out, you know, your business, your home, whatever you want. She's going to make it look better.
That's right.
Go to interiorchicago.com/interior-design.
My girl.
And Sarah Dean, she hosts the Shameless Mom Academy podcast, another mom academy. How's that going to hurt you? Listen to another mom show. You can listen to a lot in
it's
one
great.
Day. ShamelessMom.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's our show. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.